You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
82% of young drivers ages 16 to 24 have read a text message while driving. Everyone knows that texting and driving is dangerous, but many of us do it anyway. When you text and drive, you're not multitasking, you're driving blind. By taking your eyes off the road, even for a few seconds, you make the road less safe for you, your passengers, and other drivers. Stop the texts, stop the wrecks. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and WRUV FM Burlington, where DJs never text and drive.
You could only be tuned into WRUV FM Burlington, and if you have the fortune of tuning in just now, you'll get to join us for exposure. And tonight, yeah, you guys can cheer too.
Yay!
And tonight here in the station with us, we have Young Lady. Yay!
Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Of course. Do you want to do a quick little introduction?
Sure.
Who, yeah. Name?
Definitely. My name is Amel Abdelrahman. I'm on acoustic and vocals.
And my name is Max Mazurek, and I am on the bass six and backing vocals.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And you know this, if you're an Exposure fan, you know this is a little bit of an earlier start than normal. So we're so amped. And we're wondering if you guys want to just kick us off right into a song.
Picking up pieces of a party. I didn't want to be here, but I knew you'd stick around if I came. You analyze my words as they meet your ocean eyes. I'm not sure this will ever be the same. And maybe it'd be better if I held you in the winter, but the summer never lets us. I just gave away the book you dog-eared for me to read up on your page. On your page. This man I met 3 days ago tried to tell me writing like this is getting trite, old. I bet at 42, if I had the look of him, I'd be bargaining that love is a wasted grin. He's just trying to get off on the roll call monologues of a squinty pessimist. And when I sit with it, no one can stop me, I'm so eager for the night. Time and what you say to me, I check up on you daily. I'm just falling backwards quickly. I hope I stick the landing this time.
Really great, really great.
What was the name of that one?
The song is called Eager.
Awesome. Okay, before we get into the questions, should we do a little introduction on the interview board?
Sure. I'm DJ Cool Thing.
Awesome. I'm DJ Circadia.
I'm DJ Gravy.
Okay, awesome. Does anyone have want to ask a question first?
I was wondering, so like this is the setup today is very much giving like MTV Tiny Desk, like strip back, no drummer. Yeah, we're just like sick. This is really cool. So what's your guys' favorite like live album?
Oh,
maybe like live performance too that you like you go on YouTube and you're like these guys crushed it, you know.
You guys always get us with the questions. We were here with Remy Russin a couple years ago.
Oh.
And we just the questions always catch us off guard.
So
give us one second.
Yeah, give us a second to think.
No, that's fine. DJs too, you guys can.
The first thing that comes up for me is the NPR Tiny Desk of Muna when they're playing Stay Away. That fantastic. I'm trying to think of like a
what about it do you like? Like what part of it is like different from the original that is like cool?
I think that there is like an energy that happens when you're live, just like inherent. You know, like when you're in the studio, there are a lot of different ways that you can record in the studio, whether it's like recording live or tracking everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in not just like a room with your fellow musicians, if you're in a band, but you're also like in an audience, there's like this like synergy that's happening where like
for sure, yeah.
Really great. I mean, anytime Big Thief plays live too, that's like something I think of their live performances. I've seen them a couple of times are always just like so going like beyond what is capable in the studio. And that's not to say that the studio recordings aren't amazing because they are,
but there's,
but
like
there's just like something really amped up about it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to go with a live album called The Black Parade is Dead by My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Nice.
A little bit of a, you know, old school pick, I guess, at this point. But yeah, I think that album, you know, it's sort of the culmination of this really theatrical, you know, marketing. And I guess it's obviously it's more than marketing, but, you know, this theatrical experience, you know, it's so much more than just an album. There's a backstory and, you know, performance art element to it as well. So yeah, the live album of that and the concert film as well, both really worth listening to and worth watching. And if you have a chance to catch My Chemical Romance on tour, they are back together.
What?
And,
wow!
Yeah.
Big news!
And,
whoa!
So they're hitting the U.S.
He got to see them. Too.
I did.
What?
Yeah.
I did. I just saw them in Boston at Fenway Park in September, which was actually
sick.
Amazing. I saw them a long time ago too.
Wait, that's so sick! I didn't know that. Yeah. Apparently, the Foo Fighters heard today that they're releasing a new album.
Oh, yeah. Really?
No kidding. All the bands getting back to. Well, they never broke up. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you have a pick?
I just discovered this Leonard Cohen live album. At the Isle of Man, and apparently there's like a cool backstory where he was like Hendrix had just performed right before him.
Really?
And like the crowd was just like crazy rowdy, and it was like the middle of the night, and he's wearing like pajamas. And after like the first song, they're like immediately like in the palm of his hand, like he has them like totally in control. It's
That's
super
amazing.
Cool. And he's like, there's like little poems mixed into the live set, and every version of the songs that he plays is really. Really
cool.
And
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. It's cool. Like, you can feel the like energy you were talking about. You can kind of feel it a little bit because it like there's less of like the talking after each song, you know.
Well, and that's a tough performance to follow.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so
Hendrix to Leonard Cohen is
yeah.
really
crazy,
crazy
switch
vibe.
Up.
Yeah, but that's my pick right now.
Yeah. Wait, am I?
Yeah. What about you guys?
I can't really. A live album isn't coming to mind, but like my favorite live performance that I've seen is like. Ryan Beatty. I saw him in concert a couple years ago, and it's like, you know, when some performers, like especially nowadays, they'll have like their studio recording, which is like sounds amazing, and then like the live there's a bit of a gap.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, he's one of the musicians where it's like him live is just like 20 million times better. So I just think of that.
I guess my pick would be, there's this David Bowie album, I think it's called The Cracked Actor. It's live, and I really like it because it's like his Ziggy stuff, but he's playing it through a new character, so it sounds very like soulful. And also, speaking of Tiny Desk, there's this Tiny Desk Imogen Heap thing.
Yeah,
and like, I watched gloves. That.
Don't
I could watch that.
Like, started on 20 times the in a row.
It's so
yeah.
good.
Tiny Desk.
So cool.
Oh, her so mind.
Cool. It's perfect.
She's a visionary. Yeah.
The OG cyborg.
OG.
She's a cyborg.
She's
Tiny Desk.
Yeah, she's incredible. Yeah.
I saw one of those videos too. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, the. Which is like when you lift your hand up.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about sending us into another song?
Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely. Oh, should I say the name of the song?
Yeah, do
okay.
it.
Okay. The song is called Limerence.
Free and tough and fine.